Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Senate Subcommittee on Federal Impacts on Minnesotans is hosting a hearing today on the ongoing federal government shutdown. The panel will hear how the shutdown is affecting furloughed workers in Minnesota and about disruptions to the food and ag sectors, tourism, and social safety net programs. A lawsuit filed by 26 attorneys general accuses the USDA of illegally withholding funds that could be used to cover food assistance payments. Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig says people need to eat during the government shutdown.
The Trump administration has the appropriated funds and the legal authority to pay SNAP benefits in November, plain and simple. Refusing to use the appropriated funds is against the law.
But Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says USDA does not have the $9.2 billion required to cover SNAP benefits next month. Officials at Hazelden Betty Ford Treatment Centers are applauding a 26% decline in Minnesota drug overdose deaths. Executive Director Lydia Burr says this is the second straight year overdoses are down.
I am used to talking about this exact subject, but for the opposite reason, because there's been an announce in the increase year over year. And so being able to talk about a drop, especially a 25% drop, I mean, it's so exciting and it's such a positive thing. It makes me really, really happy.
Burr says despite the drop, work needs to continue to make sure there isn't a bounce back in overdose deaths this year. And Governor Tim Walz is scheduled to sign the fifth Tribal State Cannabis Compact this afternoon. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe will be the latest tribal nation to provide adult-use cannabis products to the state-licensed businesses. There is a shortage of supply as Minnesota's retail cannabis market is opening. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and healthcare providers in Minnesota are encouraging mammograms. North Memorial registered nurse Kimberly Mullen says treatment has come a long way, but early detection is crucial to survival.
If you get a screening mammogram annually, you are able to find breast cancers up to 3 years earlier than you would by just palpating the breasts alone.
Mullen recommends all women start getting mammograms at age 40 and may want to start earlier if they have close relatives who've had breast cancer. And the Minnesota Twins are reportedly hiring Derek Shelton as their new manager. Shelton spent part of six seasons as manager of the Pirates before being fired in May. He'll replace former Twins manager Rocco Baldelli. Shelton served as a bench coach in Minnesota in 2018 under then-manager Paul Molitor and Baldelli in 2019. He will become the 15th manager in Twins history. This is MNN.